Grace to you and peace from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The text for our meditation comes from the first 14 verses of our gospel lesson this morning, the account of the miraculous catch of fish and breakfast with his disciples on the shore. Before we get to that part, though, we have to back up two verses, to the last two verses of chapter 20. And in those two verses, we read this. Jesus performed many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing, you may have life in his name. After John writes those two verses, he goes on to add kind of a little P.S. to his gospel. And that little P.S. is part of our text for this morning. And of all things that John could have chosen, he chooses to write for us that account of the miraculous catch of fish and the post and the breakfast with his disciples on the shore. Now, when you consider all the other things that John could have written about, remember, he said there were so many signs that his disciples that he couldn't write them all down. Well, of all of those things that he could have written down, something like another miracle, maybe another parable, or an account of another miraculous healing, or the raising of someone from the dead. But what does John give us? He gives us that another account of a miraculous catch of fish. Now, even when you take into account the inspiration of the Holy Spirit in writing the words of the gospel, and even when you consider that all those words of the gospel that were written for one purpose, so that we might believe and have life in the name of the risen Christ, and even though that is all true, we are still, I think, a little bit inclined to say, John, you could have done better. There certainly must have been something more exciting, more inspiring, more important to share with us than that ordinary story you gave to us. You know, maybe that's a good way to think about this story. Ordinary. Business as usual. Easter Sunday was history. That unbelievable joy of that day and the following days of seeing the resurrected Jesus in the flesh was gone. They'd seen him. They've touched him. They talked with him. And on occasion, even had eaten with him. And by now, they were convinced that Jesus was indeed alive. But they were so used to seeing him almost every hour of every day. And right now, post-resurrection, he wasn't always right there with them. Oh, he had in those appearances to them, hinted to them about what was going to be going on shortly. He told them, you're going to be preaching repentance and the forgiveness of sins in Jerusalem, and then into the whole world. And you're going to be armed with power from on high. But now they're just waiting. And they're wondering, when is all this going to happen? What should I be doing now? So as a result, we see this picture of them going about their ordinary lives in a way that was familiar to them. In this post-resurrection account, we find the disciples going back to that occupation that they were familiar with. They decided they were going to go fishing. That really shouldn't surprise us too much. They were waiting for further instructions from the Lord. And as they were waiting, it seemed only natural that maybe we shouldn't just sit around doing nothing. Let's go out and do some fishing like we used to. But as we hear that account being played out, they seem to have lost their touch as fishermen. They worked hard all night. And as day dawned, and they were pulling in their nets for the last time that night, the hold of the boat was empty. The fishermen hadn't even caught one fish. They were probably pretty disappointed in their efforts. And that's probably why John chose to add this PS to his gospel lesson. Even though we are still living in the Easter season, it is business as usual. Christ is risen, but life goes on. And everyday life sometimes is very difficult. It's hard, filled with disappointments, not always going the way we hoped it would go. And that's what John wants us to know and understand. What's going on in this gospel lesson, what we need to learn here is that Jesus really is still with us, even as we struggle through the everydayness of everyday life. That's important for us to know. Important for the disciples to know and understand. As we said previously, Jesus had been with them, right there beside them, every step of the way. Every time they had a question, he was right there to answer. Every time they were confused about something, he was right there to help them out. He led them and guided them through every step of their journey. But since the resurrection, that's not the way it always was. He wasn't always right there beside them. I mean, suddenly he would appear to them every once in a while, but then just as quickly, he was gone again. But he wants them to know, to understand, that even though they can't always see him, he is still always right there with them. It's important for us to know that truth. The stranger is standing on the shore. He shouts out to the fishermen, "Have you caught anything yet?" "No." "Here's a suggestion for you. Throw your net on the right side of the boat, and you will catch fish." Kind of always amazed me that they did that. I mean, at this point, they didn't know who this stranger was, and here he was offering these strange instructions to the disciples. I mean, if fish aren't on that side, why are they going to be on this side? But they do it. And a fruitless night turns into a miraculous catch of fish. But more than that, a familiar story. John is the first one to realize who it is, and he looks over at Peter and says, "It's the Lord." Now, the first time this event occurred, Jesus tells his disciples, "I'm going to make you fishers of men." But this time, he wants his disciples to know and to understand that he has a daily love and care and concern for them. Even when life gets difficult, even when life gets disappointing, even when it seems like there's no results for all of our hard work, Jesus is still right there with us. Even on those days when it's business as usual, the Lord is there with us and caring for us. And to drive that point home, Jesus makes breakfast for them on the beach. John tells us that there wasn't any talking going on amongst them while they ate. He does indicate that they knew it was the Lord, and at that point, that was all they needed to know and understand. Jesus never promises us, even as his disciples, that life is now going to be an easy journey. He doesn't promise us that we're always going to catch fish when we go fishing. But he does promise us that wherever we go and whatever we do, he is there with us. That's so important for us to know, to remember. Third Sunday after Easter today. We are probably all back to business as usual lives. That celebration of Easter Sunday is over, but the message of Easter, the assurance of the forgiveness of all of our sins, and the promise of eternal life in heaven is with us every day. Jesus, who died on the cross, is alive. And by that resurrection, brings us forgiveness, life, and salvation. By grace, through faith, he shares that overwhelming victory with us. And he guarantees us that there is nothing and no one who could ever rob us of that victory. The fact of Easter changes everything about our lives. Have you ever wondered why Sunday can't be as exciting as Easter Sunday was? Does worship sometimes seem like it's not quite as uplifting as it was on Easter Sunday morning? I mean, what a special day that was to celebrate together the resurrection of our Lord. But every Sunday is to be for us a mini Easter celebration. And even though that's true, sometimes it just doesn't measure up. Just as it happens in our everyday lives, where we go back to business as usual, so too worship can become too routine. Even after we have celebrated Easter, it's back to business as usual. Working hard every day to try and make ends meet. Conflict with friends, neighbors, schoolmates, people we work with. Having to deal with traffic jams. Needing to do extra work to keep up. Headaches and backaches. The joy of Easter can come and go so quickly. But we need to remember that we live by faith, not by sight. And while that Easter event was some 2,000 years ago, the blessings of that day are with us every hour of every day of our lives. Every day the risen Lord is with us. That's one of the reasons why we keep coming back here every Sunday. Because here, the risen Lord meets with us. He reminds us. He assures us that we are saved. And there is nothing in this life that can unsave us. Here, he reminds us how much we are loved. Loved with a love that will never let us go. Here, he assures us that we are forgiven of all of our sins. Here, he reminds us that the Almighty God is our Abba Father, and we are his dear children, and heaven is our eternal home. And then, because even that is not enough for us to get through these business as usual days, he gives us his word. And in the pages of that word, he again meets with us every time we open that book. In the pages and the words of that book, he rekindles, strengthens, encourages, refreshes, and equips us for our business as usual lives. There in the pages of that word, he reminds us again and again that he is our good shepherd, and that he is watching over us and caring for us guarding and protecting us, and leading and guiding us, even through storms and shadows. There in the pages of his word, he assures us that his power is sufficient for us. There in that word, he reminds us that his grace, his love, his mercy is all that we need, even when life is business as usual. Well, now that we know that he is with us everywhere and always, it's time for us to get down to some real business. He called his disciples and told them they were going to become fishermen. More specifically, you're going to become fishers of men's, fishers of souls. That charge belongs to us also. We have got to be about the business of casting the net of the word out into the world, attempting to catch souls for the Lord. Now, there's a lot of people out there who need to be caught. Don't let them fool you. Their life out there without Jesus is not as happy, not as joyful, not as fulfilled as they want you to think it might be. Because living out there without Jesus means that they're living their lives without any hope, without any peace, and with no real joy. We have to be fishing for them. And the bait we use to fish for them is the Word of God. We have to get that Word out to the people in the world. Now, it doesn't matter how we get that Word out, we just have to get that Word out there. That Word is the power of God unto salvation. That word is the only way that people can find life. That word is the only thing that will bring people hope and peace. The word of God is the only word that is the true truth about life. The church has no other job except that one thing: to get the word out into the world. Now, the ways of doing that can be as great as we can imagine, but whatever we do, we must make sure that we are about the business of proclaiming the word to the world. That is the one task as individuals and as a congregation that we are to be involved in: fishing for souls. Well, the event of Easter has come and gone for another year. But the blessings of Easter are with us every day, even when our days are filled with business as usual stuff. We have not been called here just to sit in this sanctuary every Sunday morning and feast on the benefits of Easter for ourselves. There are too many people out there who need what we have in here. I'm sure you know some of them. So let's go fishing. Amen. Rise.